From an outspoken Arizona Senator John McCain, we spoke with Oregon Democrat Senator Ron Wyden, who sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He believes that the Mueller special counsel appointment is the big headline of the week.
It certainly is a strong step in the right direction. Look, I've disagreed with Bob Mueller over the years on issues, particularly some of his views with respect to surveillance, the government surveillance of law-abiding Americans. Yet I've always considered him to be a professional and an honorable person. And obviously, we've got to continue with our investigation. At the Intelligence Committee, I'm leading the effort to ensure that we really follow the money here, because if you go all the way back to the Trump family in 2008, they said point blank, and that was a time when it was hard to get money, a significant amount of their portfolio involved Russian investments.
And do you think with the 18 reported undisclosed contacts between Trump officials and Russian officials before, during the transition and shortly after, constitutes a cavalier attitude about security that may conceivably be impeachable?
Well, first of all, I think there are a lot of unanswered questions with respect to the transition, and I'm glad you asked about it. You know, I think people need to remember that the vice president, Mike Pence, was head of Trump's transition when Michael Flynn, for example, was hired. And as you know, Sally Yates said the other day before the Congress that she was concerned that Flynn was at risk of being blackmailed by the Russians. So there are a whole host of issues that relate to the transition, you know, number one, and it involves a variety of individuals.
So, Senator, as an outsider, Donald Trump might be excused for not crossing the T's and dotting all of the I's, but I suspect you're less inclined to forgive Vice President Pence if he was told that blackmail was possible in the Flynn case while he was national security advisor, and just ignoring all of that.
Well, let's put it real simply. The vice president is certainly not going to be able to say he's an outsider. Now, we've had a whole variety of sources anonymously out and about saying the vice president didn't know anything about these kinds of ties that I just mentioned with respect to Mike Flynn. But there are news stories going back to last summer about Flynn's dicey foreign ties. So there's something of a pattern among officials in this administration. CIA Director Mike Pompeo denied to me at an open Intelligence Committee hearing about any knowledge of Flynn and Russia. And so some of these comments, in my view, just don't pass the smell test.
What do you think is the most likely scenario, that a bipartisan coalition will emerge to actually push a change in administrations here in the case of, say, Watergate, as the comparison was made by Senator McCain?
I believe that's getting out in front of where things are right now. There's a lot of important work to do to actually find the facts. For example, about an hour after the president had, in effect, fired Comey, I made it clear that I thought it was extraordinarily important that Director Comey come before the Senate Intelligence Committee in an open session to answer, I think, fundamental questions.
All right. So, Senator, you say don't get out in front, but you're the out front guy in the Senate. I mean, you're the one that certainly Democrats rely on to hear first where things could possibly be headed and the scenarios that are maybe most alarming. I think the American people, Republican and Democrat, are impatient with this and want someone out front to describe where this can go and how we can move forward and under what circumstances we will move forward. Is that an unfair request?
Not at all. And I am at this day in and day out trying to make sure that Americans know where things are and what the next steps are. I've had 37 town hall meetings so far this year. I don't think anybody has been more visible out and out in front of their constituents at home. And let me kind of give you my assessment of exactly where things are. When you have the president, in his own words, firing the FBI director to end an investigation into his campaign, I believe that is an attack on our democratic institutions. And if you just go based on what the president admitted on national television, it looks, you know, pretty grim. And now we're going to have a special counsel. I think that's an important step. We're going to continue with our hearings. And in the Intelligence Committee, I've led the fight to have more of those out in the open so you and the American people can actually get a sense of what is happening. I will not on my watch let this be bottled up in a bunch of closed committee meetings.
Senator Ron Wyden sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me. Bye now.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.